out, and no one really liked the originals. The original Spider-Man that came out, Sam Raimi, was good, but then they tailed off. The third one was horrendous. And I feel like the first Hulk that came out was pretty bad with Eric Bana.
I don't even want to talk about the first Hulk.
That's what I'm saying. So then I feel like this Hulk was like doing what Spider-Man wanted to do, but it's still like misfired, because the Amazing Spider-Man is pretty cool. The first one was pretty cool. The second one I didn't like as much, but I mean, like, definitely a refresher from what we saw with Sam Raimi and freaking Tobey Maguire.
Yeah. Emo Spider-Man.
I don't even start with that scene where he's all walking down the street, Spider-Man. Dude. So cheesy.
Now we have freaking, who was it? Eric. Eric Foreman, who played Venom.
Oh my goodness, dude. I totally forgot he was Eddie Brock. That was so horrible. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Now, I remember being in high school. My one buddy, or I don't think it was high, it must have been middle school. It was middle school. When Spider-Man 3 came out, and I saw it, and, like, I told, like, my friend, I was like, yeah, Harry or whatever, he dies. And I was like, it was crazy, the scene. And he was like, what, he dies? How dare you spoil it for me? And I was like, what? Like, you didn't know that? Like,
yeah.
I feel like the lamest spoiler I've ever had happen, mm-hmm. I've ever given in my life. I'm mega mess with these levels because my picking up a lot more than your guys.
Yeah, I noticed that actually on those green bars.
Yeah, using our audio abilities to figure this out.
I think maybe just move your mic back a little, because I feel like where we're at is fine. I think your voice might just be blasting off.
Yeah, this microphone's being, because I have to be so close to the board. So yeah, I'm gonna turn mine down.
Yeah.
Sit back a little bit.
Alright, Remy.
I'm too high strung right now. About everything. About
the Avengers.
Yeah.
Joss Whedon. He is directing, by the way.
Joss Whedon. Well, I heard that the third one, he's getting replaced with someone else. Joss Whedon, I really like, I feel like he brought a good dynamic to the movie and stuff. He kept it fast paced the whole way through.
Yeah.
Pretty much what anyone wants out of a nice action movie now, for like at least the first one. So the second one, I think it's gonna be a lot darker compared to the sequels that came out. I haven't seen Winter Soldier or
I still
Thor
haven't
the
seen
Dark
Winter,
Lord yet.
Winter Soldier yet
I haven't
either.
Seen any of that yet. And yeah, I heard Winter Soldier.
I heard
amazing.
It's so good.
Like, seriously, remember how we talked just a minute ago whenever you were like, oh, Avengers wasn't that good? And I said it was the best whenever it came out. In 2012, I think that of superhero movies that were released prior to 2012, Avengers took the cake as the best one yet. And then Winter Soldier came out, and I was just, it blew me so far away. It was unbelievable. Winter Soldier is so good. You guys need to watch it as soon as you possibly can, because it is amazing.
Is it on the Netflix?
Actually, not sure. And I feel like if it isn't, it should be soon.
Yeah, it's
especially
definitely.
Especially with Avengers.
Yeah, they'll probably put it up for that. And you know what? I was thinking about this. You know what one everyone forgets? It was one of my, I really liked it. People don't always talk about it because it's pretty old now, but I think it was still, it was like the first one to really have that kind of new Marvel feel to it. Was freaking the original Iron Man.
Oh, yeah.
I like that one.
That was a good one.
I like that one a lot.
Mm-hmm. My favorite Marvel movie, like the early ones, like pre-Avengers, probably had to be the first Captain America.
Really?
I really liked it.
I didn't really like it.
I was a huge Captain America fan, and I love, like, World War II, like, era stuff. So
yeah.
The fact that they went back in time and did that was great. I'm not a huge Chris Evans fan, to be honest. Like, I like him as Captain America. He's not too bad. He seems okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people recycle characters from, like, the current Marvel universe to make them have to do reboots. I'm not a big fan of that, because he was in Fantastic Four. He's a Human Torch.
I actually have all of the movies right here. I'll just list them real quick. We can go through them if you guys want. So the first one that came out in the cinematic universe, this whole plan that they have, they're supposed to be wrapping it up with the final Avengers, God knows when, probably 2017 or something.
What are they going to do after that? Is the world going to end
Civil War.
I know they're doing
Captain
the Civil
America
War. I did
Civil
hear
War.
About that.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. I read the comics. It's a fantastic storyline. Iron Man came out in 2008. Incredible Hulk came out in 2008. And then it went Iron Man 2, Thor, the first Captain America, Avengers, Iron Man 3, Dark World, and then Guardians of the Galaxy, and Captain America, Winter Soldier. And then the next two we have coming up are Age of Ultron and Ant-Man.
Yeah, I can't believe they're doing an Ant-Man.
I can't believe Paul Rudd's Ant-Man.
I don't know how I feel.
It's either going to be great or it's going to suck. Like, there's no in between, Paul Rudd.
He's awesome.
Oh, he is. I love Paul Rudd.
So, did you guys see the trailer for it? Michael Douglas, too?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Dude. It looks sweet.
I love it.
If you want your movie to be better, just add a little Michael Douglas.
Yeah, baby.
I'm really hoping there's a Spider-Man cameo in here. Spidey's not really in this.
They don't have the rights.
Well, right now, Marvel's working on buying the rights.
Yeah, they're in a deal. Yeah. But the issue that they were having is Marvel was willing to work with Sony, but Sony said that they wanted all creative rights. And Marvel, with their cinematic universe thing that they had going on, they were like, we can't do that.
Like, yeah, they're like, no, sir.
You're
going to
mess up our storylines and stuff. So.
Yeah, they have storylines out there.
It's all over the place. They're all connecting. I mean, it's all.
They probably have people like they just hire interns to write stories, and if they like them, they just plop them in there, and they fit, they work.
You guys seriously need to see Winter Soldier because Winter Soldier, like the plot behind it, kind of plays into Age of Ultron, and it really plays into the tension that has been seen consistently between Tony Stark and Captain America. Sweet. They're always neck and neck in the comics, and Winter Soldier just kind of like started like you'll see like the ideas behind it. You start to get a feel for like that whole. There's a big conspiracy plot in it and stuff, so it's pretty sweet. But yeah, man. I mean,
how do you guys feel about the villain in this one?
Ultron. I like it.
Dude, he's in the comics, man. He's like the epitome of Avenger.
But here's the thing, like I'm worried about. I feel like. Yeah, in the comics, yes, he's awesome. He's super cool. Obviously, he's a super cool villain, but that's a problem. This is his movie. This is his time to shine. And then, like,
where do they go from there?
Yeah, it's like, what if they, you know, they have had times when they kind of like underplayed people or like, you know, didn't really give them enough.
I agree.
Light, and I'm worried. You know, I'm
like Whiplash from Iron Man 2.
I'm concerned that Whiplash was.
He was sick, dude. He had such a cool premise, like the oh my god, those whiffs,
dude.
Yeah,
he looked
dude.
So cool, and they just, you know, I'm no way saying I do not think Iron Man 2, or I do not think Avengers will be bad like Iron Man 2.
Nah.
Yeah. No, I don't think that, but I feel some of the themes or motifs may. You know, continue on, and you know, we won't see enough of him. He'll die too quickly. It'll be like, man, Ultron. He was not good. He was not strong like he was supposed to. Mm-hmm. And speaking of strong, I was telling Tyler this right as you were walking in here, Brian. Sometimes I have a tough time just like, you know, going in and like totally going with all these superhero things now. Knowing what I do about the Hulk, because the Hulk is insane. Hulk can do whatever he wants. Like the Hulk's in it, it means like they win basically. Like you know, Brian, the Hulk can punch a hole through time.
Yeah.
Like what?
Well, wow. The trailers show the Hulkbuster suit, so like obviously the Hulk's gonna be fighting him at one point. So I don't know how, but he's gonna be against him.
I don't know if you guys ever heard of like the Planet Hulk.
Yes.
I don't know if you've heard of that.
Yeah.
Like he. I mean, honestly, like, every time that they bring the Hulk in, I mean, you saw it in the last movie, like, the amount of destruction that he causes in terms of, like, public and just destroying buildings and property damage and everything that happens with him, like, it's such a last-minute, like, desperation move for them to bring him in because he can't control himself. Like, everything about him is just madness, so he'll fight everything. And, like, eventually in the comics, they had to take him to his own planet because he was, like, he just lost it so badly and nobody could put him down that Tony Stark's only solution was to actually, like, literally find this, like, little planet in some subsector of the universe and just throw him on it all by himself. Like, that was the only option they had because
I'm praying to whatever's up there that there is a Planet Hulk movie. Because you've read any Planet Hulk comics, they're amazing.
Mm-hmm.
They're so cool. It's like barbaric, like, you know, like, I don't even know how to put it, kind of like post-apocalyptic world, like, this is the Hulk, this, like, it's like a gladiator, kind of, it's really dope, it's so cool, I would love to see that, on the big screen would be amazing, that'd be all CGI, Josh Whedon would do that.
Speaking of Disney stuff, you know what else made me think of, Disney stuff recently?
What's that?
Kingdom Hearts 3 is coming out.
Forgot about that.
And
that's a production.
I have never played Kingdom Hearts.
And you have missed out, sir. You have missed out.
And the fact that they're going to be adding the Marvel Universe into it.
Yeah,
too, dude,
exactly.
Like,
they're adding Marvel Universe
into
the game.
This,
Disney
dude,
owns it, man.
Get this, dude.
What?
This is what made me think of it.
And Star Wars.
Yeah, in Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, no.
There's going to be a Star Wars world.
I don't know if I like that.
That's awesome. Trust me, Kingdom Hearts is fantastic, and it's going to be awesome.
There's going to be a lightsaber keyblade.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't even think about that. That's so cool.
And
that's too cool.
Yeah, so.
Dude, I can't even wait. That's going to be so much fun.
And, like, you know, talking about that, like, new Star Wars movie, that thing's coming up. It's coming up around
2017, right? Is that what's coming out now?
We're going to have a new Star Wars movie in our lives.
Can we consider Disney an entertainment monopoly?
Yes,
I think that's possible.
Oh, they totally
are. Yeah? I mean, it's like their influence in entertainment right now is like astronomical.
Is the new Star Wars movie coming out December this year, and then the second one's coming out in 2017? Is that what the plan
was? I believe that
was
the plan.
Okay, because it's 2015 now, and I know they're going to change
it. Yeah, I think it was around Christmas time.
Yeah, it's like December 15, 2015
or
something.
They'll probably release on Christmas.
I would assume that'd be a smart move.
I'll go see it.
Dude, I just can't, like, the amount of money they're going to gross on Age of Ultron. Like, whether Age of Ultron's a good movie or not, that movie is going to kill the box office.
Yeah,
like,
that's
guaranteed,
matter.
Hands down. There's no questions asked about that.
And you know what I think about Age of Ultron? It will be similar to the Avengers in this way. Like, when we all first saw the Avengers, I don't know about you, Tyler, but, like, my criticisms of it and, like, you know, like, when I first saw it, I was like, this movie's, like, 8 out of 10. Like, I really like it.
Oh, no, the first time I saw it, I loved it. But, like, after, like, a couple watches,
exactly.
I pointed a lot out.
But every time, that's all that it needs. I feel like this will be the same way that the first time you see it, you're like, oh, man, yeah, that's awesome. Better than the first one. Yeah, super good, awesome. And then everyone's going to go see it and say the same thing. And then, you know, maybe some people will see it again, but it doesn't matter. They already got their money twice.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And how are you going to tell someone you saw a movie twice and you didn't like it? Don't see it.
You're right.
Don't see
You're
it
right.
once.
I won't lie. When Dark Knight Rises came out, I saw that thing 3 times in theaters.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys wanted to stick just on the Marvel build today, but we can definitely tap into the... I mean, DC's trying to rival him right now.
I'd rather not. I really disagree with Zack Snyder being the poster boy director for that.
Yeah.
And I really don't want to get into it because DC is, like, by far my favorite. They have, like, they always have darker undertones. I don't know if you ever read Sandman, but Sandman's incredible.
Yeah, it is.
And then, like, you know, like the Laughing Game with the Joker and stuff and all them
other
comics.
The Killing Joke, man.
Yeah.
There's, like, the thing about, I think Chris Nolan really did Batman justice because the tones in his movies were dark. It wasn't very superhero-y, and it wasn't like, you know, I mean, there was obviously a lot of explosions
and
Christian big
Bale's,
budget stuff, but
Christian
it just...
Christian Bale's such a good actor, you can show the internal struggle more than any other person,
absolutely,
think.
And it just, that tone was darker, and I feel like Zack Snyder, I mean, from what we've seen from him, it's like a lot of eye-gasmic things, like it's, I just don't know how he's going
to
pull it
First
off.
He made Superman British. Like, no offense, you're British, that's cool. Henry, what's his name? Henry Cavill or whatever?
Cable,
whatever his name is, I don't care. He's British. He doesn't have an American accent. He's
he'll definitely
100%
have an American accent in the movie, though.
He does, but he's 100% British, and that, like, you know, kind of goes against.
Yeah, but would you rather have him or Brandon Routh? You know what I mean?
Well, I guess you're right, but there's so many other candidates it could have had.
And to be fair, Brandon Routh is fantastic in Flash right now. I know you guys aren't big into Flash
good,
and Arrow are awesome.
Good, yeah.
If we're talking on DC, they're doing that right for sure. I mean, those two shows are great. I'm excited, dude. I don't know. You know, I don't know if you guys saw Leto. Yeah, on his Joker role,
he
made a little comment about it. He said, "I can guarantee you this will be the best Joker to date."
Oh,
I know. And I said, the first thing I said was, "Dude, like, you know, the last Joker, like,
it was pretty good, and he died. He was so good at it, he died."
That's what I mean.
Can
you really top that? Like, he died for his role. Like,
well, I just watched a Jared Leto movie a few days ago, Mr. Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic, by the way. Like, it's like The Butterfly Effect, but way more in depth. But I'm not gonna go on.
Dude, we'll definitely watch that. We need to do a sci-fi week.
Yes,
and that will be included in it for sure.
Brian, if we're gonna do a sci-fi week, this is something you two have to watch. Because this is what inspired me to, a couple weeks ago, I wanted to do a sci-fi week. And yes, Tyler, it is.
Edge of Tomorrow.
I saw it, dude. It's
amazing.
Isn't it
so
I haven't seen
good?
It.
It's so good, dude. I rented that with my parents. And I obviously saw the Rotten Tomatoes reviews, and they were super high. And I was just like, there's no way. Like, it's Tom Cruise.
Yeah, it's a dumb Tom Cruise movie.
You know what I mean? When I first saw the trailer for that thing, I was like, done. That movie's stupid.
Yeah,
there's
it's
no way.
It doesn't. It just looked like a movie where they were like, well, we don't really have a very good movie. Throw Tom Cruise in it.
So good, dude.
I was in, over so spring break, I was in a cafe at my grandma eating lunch because she like takes me out to lunch when I come home. And there's these
That's
two
sweet.
Old. I know, it's great. I love my grandma. But there are two old guys sitting next to us, and I hear them. They must have been big sci-fi fans, and they're sitting there talking about Edge of Tomorrow. And I'm like, and I was like, excuse me, are you talking about Edge of Tomorrow? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, the Tom Cruise movie. They're like, yeah, it's amazing. I'm like, are you kidding me? And I was like, I didn't think about it, but you know, you guys are like, I'm telling me it's good. I'll probably have to give it a shot.
And we also have to, we got to get it. It's true. It's actually called Live, Die, Repeat, Edge of Tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah, it's actually called Live, Die, Repeat. It's like the title. You know,
people like Birdman.
Yeah, it's, I don't know what's up with movies are doing that nowadays. It's just like
That's
making
cool.
crazy abstract titles for stuff.
I like
and,
it.
Yeah.
It's more artistic.
What was it, Birdman or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance, I think?
Yeah.
It's just like...
Birdman or... that was the full title.
Yeah. It was awesome.
But
okay.
Anyway, Jared Leto is a Joker. He's going to do great. I feel like, I don't know, just after seeing Heath Ledger's Joker, I no one can like ever, they won't, I'll be honest, there will never be a Joker that I don't compare to
oh,
Heath
yeah,
Ledger's
dude.
Joker. Because he is like
That's
the epitome movie. Of all Joker. Like, I
yeah.
thought Jack Nicholson's Joker was great, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Jack Nicholson did a good Joker. You know, he wasn't bad. But Jared Leto saying he's going to be the best Joker to date, I mean, I like it. The cockiness of it is great. That means he's going to put on a great performance. But
right.
Heath Ledger was so good. He did heroin for that role.
Yeah,
he
did.
Like he locked himself in a hotel room for 30 days and just did heroin and talked to himself
mm-hmm.
to make himself that crazy. And, like,
yeah.
I don't know if Jared Leto can do that. Like, let's be honest.
And, like, think about it. You are, like, you're going up, you're doing your Joker role. Okay. Even, like the best Joker, like, you had him. That dude died. You okay, step down, you're still going up against Jack friggin' Nicholson.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like
he's literally like one of the most like renowned actors of any given time of any year.
He,
like
two movies. The Shining, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
That's all
you have to say. And he was a Joker.
Those are just two of
that's
his,
incredible.
You know, an innumerable amount of roles he's done that have just been amazing too. You need to beg the question is like, does Heath Ledger deserve the credibility he gets for that role either? Because, and almost in terms of acting, like, he pretty much cheated. I mean, he used a substance that is completely legal, you know what I mean, to get himself prepared and ready for a role.
Okay, first off, he's a method actor. There's plenty. If we're going to go with that, we're going to say Daniel Day-Lewis does not deserve anything.
No,
that he's ever
don't get me wrong. Daniel Day-Lewis is also extreme, but
yeah.
to the point of, like, literally doing heroin consistently day after day. I mean, we just saw another. He died from it. Philip Seymour Hoffman just died from it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when is the line... Like, where's the line that you can't cross in terms of, like, the method acting? You know
I think
I mean?
It depends on the person, actually. It depends on how engulfed in their role they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, like...
Have you read some of the testimonies of Daniel Day's? Like, man, the stuff he's done to, like, prepare?
I know what he's done for The Crucible. The Crucible, he didn't shower for the whole time
he's
he was
crazy,
on set.
He's
built, like, a log cabin by hand on set so he could sleep in it.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't brush his teeth at all. That was, like, he did incredible in that movie, too. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Ryder and all that was...
Dude, he's
Viggo Mortensen for The Road. He literally went around and ate out of garbage cans for like a lot, like a month.
That's crazy.
Like,
you have actors like that, then you have Marlon Brando, who didn't even memorize his lines for The Godfather. And his cue cards. Like, there's so many, and he got an Oscar for that, did he?
He may have. I'm not sure. I know the film got it. It was best film.
Pretty sure he got best supporting.
I mean, it doesn't matter whether he got the Oscar or not, because he was still awesome. He
yeah.
was still super good. Oh, my.
All right, so, hey, back on track. Are we doing Marvel? Like, Marvel's what we're going on here.
Well,
what movies have you seen and haven't you seen from that list that I spoke on earlier?
Just go.
I haven't
one
seen
by one.
Iron Man 3.
Go one by one.
All right, so do you want to start with the original
yes.
Iron Man? I mean, we already kind of touched on that. I think we all
Well, let's just, like, see if we saw it or not.
Okay, so Iron Man, yes.
Saw it.
Mm-hmm. Incredible Hulk?
Saw it.
Yes.
I have not. Iron Man 2, I think we've all seen it, yeah. Thor?
Saw
yes.
it.
Yep. First Avenger?
Saw
all seen
it.
That. The Avengers, obviously. Iron Man 3?
No.
I have seen it.
I have too.
I have not.
It's okay. It's...
It's super okay.
it's
like really hard in the realm of okay.
This is like the thing with me, like... Avengers turned me off so much that those three movies afterwards, like where I was like, I'm just not gonna go see them because I feel like you know it was gonna be you know crap.
It won't live up to it.
And then like you know, Guardians of the Galaxy came out, and I was like, why not? You know, it's like Avengers, and like Star Wars had a baby, and I'll watch it, and I loved it, and I can't wait till, because there's a time that all these movies are going to intertwine, and like the Avengers and you know, the Guardians are going to be together, and it's going to be crazy.
Yeah, it will.
And I really can't wait.
It's going to be amazing. So the second Thor, The Dark World, I have not seen that.
I did not see that.
I don't think anyone's really seen it.
We should definitely give it a watch,
though. I was not
though.
Super thrilled by the first Thor.
It was okay. I mean, again, it was like just another one of those movies.
See,
okay.
The thing is, with it's Liam Hemsworth, right? Is that his name? Or no, it's
Chris
Hemsworth.
Yeah, his brother.
He's an okay Thor. Like, he looks a part great, but he's a horrible actor.
Do you think so?
I don't think he fits this role at all. Like, Thor is, like, really aggressive, but, like, he fits it, but he just sounds dumb. Everything he says.
But that's
like,
Thor,
like,
dude. Like, that's that
he's
is
like
Thor.
Supposed to be super out of place.
Yeah, because he's
like
completely
I feel like he's like too out of place. I feel like he's like sitting in the audience with you watching it instead of like, you know, being in the movie. It doesn't make sense. I don't really like it. I'm sorry. I'm like
bash
Marvel so hard because I'm such a
huge
DC fan.
We need to have that critical.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I don't like him.
I disagree with you and him on his aspect. I think that he does Thor perfect. Honest to God. And like you said, I mean, he is like just like cut and paste what Thor's supposed to look like. I mean, honestly,
yeah,
like
he's
the long,
exactly.
flowing blonde hair. Just
did any of you see the interview with Stan Lee where he said that they were considering him being Odin? And I can only imagine that they were like, "Yeah, Stan Lee, we're gonna have you be Odin."
It's like. We got Anthony Hopkins over here. He wants to be Odin. I think we should pick this guy.
Mind you, the age that Stan Lee was probably when they were having that conversation was like mid-80s too. So, I mean, you've seen Stan Lee. Like, he's skinny and just looks so old.
How is he, like, he's starting up another show. Like,
dude, I think he's 90 now.
Honestly, he is 90, I'm pretty sure.
He is a superhuman. What we don't know is that he has the Infinity Gauntlet and he's just...
That man is 92 years old.
God. He has a YouTube channel, too.
Dude, he does so much stuff. He's amazing.
He, like, started out, and like, let's put it this way. In the age of comics, like, he was pretty much nothing. And, like, now this all took off. And he created Spider-Man, you know, and he created a bunch of, like, you know.
Oh, he's, like, he's really in-depthly invested
but, like,
in the Marvel Universe.
Like, I'm pretty sure he bought out Marvel in the 90s. And then Disney ended up buying it out again and making Marvel Studios. So, like, he had, like, a big hand in it. But
that was Disney didn't pick up Marvel until after the Avengers, right?
I'm pretty sure they picked him up before the Avengers.
I feel like there was some kind of.
I feel like it was in the works.
Yeah.
Right, and then Avengers came out. That's how it happened. I'm pretty sure.
No, I think they had it before Avengers, but I think like the first couple movies came out like they. That's when like that was starting. I think.
Disney bought out Marvel last year, which means the latter's still in the distribution marketing rights. Oh, no. Yeah, it was after Thor, Captain America, Avengers, and Iron Man 3 all came out prior to the acquisition.
Okay.
So the rights stayed retained to Paramount for the first, like, for all those movies, but Disney acquired the worldwide rights to Avengers and Iron Man 3, I guess. So Avengers and Iron Man 3 came out under Disney, but everything prior did. Okay, so everything before was Paramount. Everything after was Disney.
And I imagine Disney had some kind of hand in helping those movies be made before.
Yeah, they probably had some kind of production in it.
Yeah, they didn't just draw
they
like
a little bit
billions of dollars in the pot and were just like, yep, we got you now.
We can take this over for now.
Okay, so what were we on? We were on Thor. So no one's seen Thor. The next one would be...
Winter Soldier.
Here's a question I have about Thor before we move on to it. I guess, is it supposed to be better than the first one? Like, what is the consensus on that? Like, is
look up the first one on Rotten Tomatoes.
Here we go. Computer wide.
This is
the 21st century, people. But before, when people had to argue about things, now people just quickly tap on
tomato meters.
77% for the first one.
Audience
got 76.
Ooh, 66% for the second one on Tomato Meter, but the audience liked it 2% more at 78%.
Mm.
So
78 is pretty high.
Yeah, it's not bad, man.
It's definitely not bad.
High.
The first Thor, can we talk about the first Thor for a little bit? Because, like,
yeah, if you want to talk
I feel
about
like
that.
The way they made that whole city, okay, that little town, that was all, like, they produced all of it.
I feel like you
that
could tell.
Big.
It seemed kind of
yeah,
like...
exactly. It seemed so cheesy. Natalie Portman in this movie, like, I love Natalie Portman to death. Natalie Portman, like, oh, I love Natalie Portman.
I will say this, like, the Asgard scenes, though, were sick.
Oh, yes, they were.
Absolutely
they were
sick. And Idris Elba was so dope as, like, the, what was he, the key, was, what was his, like, remember he's the dude who stood, like, at the gate?
Oh, my God, I forgot all about that.
Yeah, what was his name?
I have no idea. What
I can't remember.
I wish it would have been
more. He stood at the Rainbow Bridge.
Yeah, dude, he just stood on the other end of it, and he ended up fighting Loki and, or not Loki, oh my goodness. Who was the bad guy in that? What was his name?
Loki was a bad guy, and it was,
Was Loki? Because I know they sent that Guardian down. Remember, he fought the big Guardian with, like,
the
laser eye.
It made such a horrible noise when it did that. Yeah, it was just like...
Oh, it was terrible.
Let me look. I'll look real quick.
Which, it's kind of weird, because Loki was...
He was
playing that, like, am I bad or am I not bad card throughout the whole thing, and then that set him up to be the villain in the Avengers, I feel like. He was like, remember, because he was kind of like, oh, I'm the good son, but everyone thinks that Thor's the bad one.
Yeah.
It was just dumb.
And you know what? I feel like all of Thor's, like, compatriots, like the chick with the spear and the other guys that were with him, like...
Totally forgettable.
Yeah, those guys getting shafted for the Avengers. No mention at all.
At all.
They can... You know, we could help fight the aliens. Well, too bad. That's too bad. You don't get to.
Yeah, why wouldn't they call on them?
Because we don't even remember
your name. I did hear this. I mean, I do remember this from the... I know that their code of honor is to never interfere with any kind of earthly things. Like, remember in Avengers, whenever Loki came to Earth, remember how Thor, like, took Loki out of the control of Captain America and all them, and they fought about, like, what's going on? Because all Thor wanted to do was take him off Earth and take him back to Asgard. Because he said he had no right to be in this realm.
Yeah,
like, they're not supposed to
be there.
Right.
He got banished by Loki, right? That's why he ended up in...
Loki got banished by his father after the whole...
But those guys were there fighting the noise monster in the first one.
I can't figure out what it's called.
Right.
I looked for it.
I mean, but it wasn't Asgard.
They were trying to save him, remember? Because Thor totally forgot who he was.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Like, he, like... I forget how or why that was explained, but, like, he was just, like, totally lost or something, I'm pretty sure. And then, I don't know.
Do you remember who else was in the first Thor? Hawkeye was.
Wasn't he at the...
Yeah, it was such a small role. They were... Because he had to get his hammer back, and then they were like, this guy uses a bow and not a gun. Except, it's not going to do anything. He's just going to get away still. And...
Oh, you mean whenever... Remember, it was whenever the hammer was in the middle of the desert. They put up that big, like, tent, like, facility around it.
Exactly.
I remember that.
He was there. He was in
Thor. That. All right, so... Okay. Winter Soldier, I already touched on it, but you guys, like, I feel like that's the next movie you need, like, honestly, God, you need to watch. You have to see that before you go into Avengers Age of Ultron, because it's going to tie in.
I want to try,
It's definitely going to tie in. Like, I can tell you that right now. With the plot behind it and everything, and the pacing was amazing. Like I said, there's a conspiracy behind, like, the whole thing. Like, S.H.I.E.L.D. has a really big part.
It got 89% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Dude, it is
92% from the audience.
Fabulous.
I wonder how that, like, speaking, Brian, when you said, like, you know, Flash and Green Lantern and stuff like that, those were good.
The
Falcons
or
Arrow
in this movie?
Or whatever. And
Falcon?
Flash.
Really? Falcons
what?
In this movie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, Mackie.
I wonder how Agents of the S.H.I.E.L.D. is.
Well, they brought back the one guy that died in Avengers for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. What's his name?
Coulson.
Him.
Is it Coulson? Agent Coulson? I can't remember.
Something like that.
They
brought him back, and he's... I don't know why.
What was your question?
My question was, is...
Oh, Agents of... Okay, I'm sorry. My boss watched it all the time. Apparently, it started off super slow, and it didn't really have very good pacing. Just wasn't doing much. And then, I guess, like, recently, like, just this half of this last season that's been playing, it just blew up, and it's awesome. So, I don't know what happened or, like, what they've done, but...
Markeith watched some of it, and I was, like, I was watching some of it. It doesn't seem too bad.
Yeah.
It seemed like there's, like, a bunch of stuff. Like, there's, like, a virus or something that's going on.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, they were thinking about in Flash and Arrow, they were thinking about doing something with Batman, but...
Gotham?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Wait, what was it? I can't. There was something in the works with DC. There was something in the works with DC that, like, they didn't want to have...
It wasn't too good.
They didn't want to have two adult Batmans, because Batman's going to be in the new Batman vs. Superman, obviously. Mm-hmm. And so they didn't want to have, like, two... adult Batmans concurrently happening because it would have confused people. So they, like, Batman was supposed to show up in one of those shows, and I can't remember which one, but, like, they basically DC said we can't do that because they just don't want to have
Ben
concurrent
pop in.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Arrow and Flash aren't going to be in Batman or Superman either because of that. But, which sucks. But
it really does, and it really sucks when the Justice League movie comes out, because that means that, you know, they're going to have different Flash, different, you know.
They're going to have to have them in there for those. Like, there's no, you can't have Justice League without Flash and Green Arrow.
Yeah.
But
I want to know who Martian Manhunter is going to be. He's my favorite.
Good question. Jahan. Oh, man. But, okay, so Marvel movies. So we talked about Touchdown Winter Soldier, and then obviously Guardians of the Galaxy. And that was the one that came out after that, and just a fabulous movie through and through. It took me so off guard, man. When I first saw the trailers, I was kind of weary. Not gonna lie, I first saw it, I was like, I've never heard of this, you know, these people before. I don't really know what's gonna happen. I
never read the comics.
Chris Pratt is in it.
Yeah, I was like Chris Pratt.
I was like Chris
movie.
Pratt. I was like, oh man, let's see what happens.
God Almighty.
He's in the new Jurassic World movie too, and like, I don't know if I'm gonna like that.
Dude,
movie,
he's killing it. He has solidified himself for me as a definitely like an A-list actor, like for sure, dude. Ever since Guardians, like
he is.
That was it. That's all I needed.
He has come.
He's married to Anna Faris too, so.
Is he really?
Yeah, he
I actually didn't know that. She's a lot older than him, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
She likes that star power, though.
Well, in the comics, Star-Lord, like, never takes off his mask. Like, that mask thing.
Oh, wow.
He, like, never
Chris
takes
Pratt's
off.
Actually 35 years old. And Anna Faris is 38. She just started a lot earlier than he did. I feel like his first breakthrough was on Parks and Rec.
It was. It, like, if you look behind it, it's, like, nothing.
Just what I saw the other day. Speaking of Chris Pratt, and you guys don't remember this, I know this for sure. Chris Pratt was actually in Wanted. I don't know if you like remember. He's the dude who has sex with James McAvoy's like girlfriend, and he works with him. He's the one who he hits with the keyboard and spells out FU on the keys.
What?
Yes, dude, that's Chris Pratt. I saw it and I was like, oh my goodness. Like, I had no idea Chris Pratt was in this movie.
Chris Pratt is the guy that gets hit?
With the keyboard. I swear, dude. Check it. It's
awesome.
He's
in a bunch of movies at least.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. I actually didn't know that. I was like, and it happened. I was like, because nobody knew him then. He wasn't big.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm sure if we went back, we'd be like, that's Chris Pratt.
That's what I did. I was like, oh my goodness.
What do you guys think the video snippet's going to be at the end of Age of Ultron?
There isn't.
You don't think it's going to be
a video? I checked snippet? It. They already said, Joss Whedon already said there's not going to be one. Mm-hmm.
That's such a letdown.
It is.
I look forward to those so much.
They do that on all of them. Even Guardians had it with Howard the Duck.
Yeah. Do you think that's actually going to happen, Howard the Duck?
I don't know, dude.
No.
The last one was such a flop. The last one was so weird.
Well, the last one was made by George Lucas.
True.
When he was like, that was like the first movie that he made that everyone was like, wait a second, what are you doing, George Lucas?
Dude, speaking of George Lucas, that new movie he came out with apparently is awful.
What is it?
The that animated movie. What was it called? Oh man, I can't remember. It was like something magic, I think.
Yeah, it's not Home 2015, is it?
Strange Magic. That's what it was. Strange Magic. It was an animated film, and I saw the trailer for it, and it looked pretty cool, but apparently it's absolutely terrible, because, I mean, George Lucas wrote it, I guess.
Let's put it this way. George Lucas got lucky with the first three Star Wars movies.
Completely lucky. George Lucas is good when he has people to be like, no, George, don't do that. He has people to rein him in. But when he has full, like, free control, which he'll always have now, because he's George freaking Lucas... Like,
he's just a consultant on the new Star Wars movie. He doesn't have any control over it. He's a creative consultant to J.J. Abrams, and that's it.
I think, honestly, George Lucas does the best producing. I mean, because you look at it, like, him and Spielberg have been in cohorts, like, ever since those two even started.
Who directed those movies?
Steven Spielberg, obviously. Yeah, so, like, you look at, like, Raiders of the Lost Ark. All the Indiana Jones movies are fantastic.
Except
but, like,
for the last one.
And to be honest with you, George Lucas... probably played a pretty decent hand in that. I mean, because he was a producer on it, and I feel like those two are pretty close. So.
Yeah, but you had Spielberg sit there and be like, this is stupid.
Mm-hmm. You gotta get
don't do that.
It, though.
Yeah. I mean.
And the Star Wars movies were, obviously, I mean. It's,
yeah, the new three weren't the best.
You're right, they did kind of suck.
Let's be 100% honest. Yeah, I saw the Strange Magic movie, too. I didn't see it, but I saw the trailers for it. It looked kind of cool.
That's what I was thinking.
But it wasn't like enough for me to, like, want to watch it, you know?
Did you know Revenge of the Sith actually got an 80%?
I didn't mind Revenge of the Sith. The only thing I hate about that movie is Hayden Christensen.
I disliked that movie.
I did too.
When I was younger, I loved it.
However, what's his name? The crazy arms dude.
Oh, General Grievous.
General Grievous, dude. That was sick, yeah. Dude. That whole scene with him and Kennedy was
so
sick.
If you like General Grievous and stuff like that, you need to go and watch Star Wars Clone Wars, animated, 2D one, not 3D animated one. Those are so cool. That's what those movies, yeah, we did. Those are what those movies should have been. They're just like, they're really intense and violent for a kid's show.
Yeah, really. If all the movies would have been based off of that, that would have been incredible.
Really violent.
Phantom Menace was hard. I paid money to go see Phantom Menace in 3D when it came out again, like back in like 2012 or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, it was cool, it was nostalgic, but still sucked. Like, if you can come up with Jar Jar Binks, I feel like you should be like put at home for some people.
Yeah, he was terrible.
Like, that is the worst character ever.
But yeah, so I mean, next on the Marvel bill is Age of Ultron, and then we can expect Ant-Man in July. So there you go, two coming out this summer.
Are there any others other than that?
Nothing announced. Okay. They haven't announced anything. Obviously, we can expect something. I'm assuming toward the end of summer, they're probably going to announce the next bill for the next big, I don't know, whenever it's going to be coming out. But
there might be a Christmas
everything.
Release. You never know.
They release, like, everything in the summer. Like, honest to God. Here, look at this, right? So you got May, June, May, July, May, November, which is a little off. That was Thor. And then Captain America actually came out in April. But then you have August, May, and July. Like, they're summer blockbusters. I mean, so I'm assuming we'll expect something in 2016, but you never know.
I don't know what. They can't take a year off.
Nah,
they're not allowed to take a year off.
Yeah, they won't. They can't let people forget.
They can't afford to take a year off because they're losing so much money. They pumped so much into this.
Mm-hmm.
Planet Hulk movie has to happen. I'm so happy you brought that up because I was going to bring that up earlier. But Planet Hulk doesn't happen, I'm going to be really upset.
You know what's quite funny, actually? That's just the cinematic universe. So if you want to talk about Marvel as a whole, you also got to take in consideration the Spider-Man movies are actually on this site. They're on Marvel.com, which is funny because they didn't have the rights for it. The X-Men movies, the new ones, which are fabulous. Like, they're unreal.
They're amazing. The third ones, they're in the production for that, aren't they?
I think so, yeah. The Apocalypse. Mm-hmm. That's supposed to be coming out in 2017, I think.
Is that all the... I think that Patrick Stewart and Ian McKellen are going to be in that one.
Really?
Or is this the last
one
they're going
to be in? Since it is Apocalypse, it's probably going to be pretty far in the future, so I can see both of them, you know, being dead. I guess they're characters. But more movies. You ready for this? This is also on the Marvel bill from way, way back. All three Blades.
Ooh.
Blade 1, 2, and 3. Fabulous movies. Complete cheese, but it's awesome.
Yes. You know who is in Blade 3 that always made me happy that he was in it?
Ryan Reynolds?
Triple H!
Triple H wasn't that, dude. I forgot Ryan Reynolds was in it until I looked at this. Daredevil, terrible. Elektra, pretty bad. Fantastic Fours. Ghost Riders. Howard the Duck.
Well, if they bring back Ghost Rider, they're obviously going to have to get Nicolas Cage to do it again, so.
And then the two Punishers.
I never saw either of the Punisher movies.
Dude, you know what's awesome? You need to watch the Punisher short if you haven't seen the short. Did you hear about that at all?
I feel like I've heard about it, but I never saw it.
What's his name? Who's the dude? Punisher is guy. It's right on the tip of my tongue. Oh my god, I can't remember his name. Let me look it up. He reprises his role. The dude that was in the movies reprises his role, and it's basically what I feel like anyone wanted the Punisher to be because it's just crazy, ultra violent, and just like a really like short, quick to the punch. Thomas Jane, that's the name. It's a quick to the punch, like just awesomeness. And guess who makes a cameo in it? Ronnie Perlman. Yeah, baby. Ron Perlman's in it, and I love it. It's so good. But yeah, definitely give that a watch if you get a chance. It's like 15 minutes. It's on YouTube. It's pretty cool.
I love Ron Perlman. He was great as Hellboy.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible. Those were good movies. Those were really good movies.
Yeah, they were.
They should come out with another one of those.
What's the last thing that Guillermo del Toro made?
Pacific Rim.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the last thing?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and his, oh my goodness, dude. You saw the trailers for his new horror movie, right?
What is it?
Find out. I forget the name of it. Dude, the trailer's sick though. What's his name's in it? Loki's in it. Which is Tom Middleton, I think.
Yeah,
his name
Tom
is.
Middleton, yeah.
What is it called? It is called Crimson Peak. That's it, Crimson Peak. I'll read the bill for you. You got Charlie Hunnam, who's the dude who plays Jax in You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know.
Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, I know who he is.
Jessica Chastain's in it.
Oh my god, I love Jessica Chastain.
Mia Wasikowska, or Mia Wasikowski, however you just pronounce it. I mean, it's their name.
The girl from the what's it called? What movies is she in? Resident Evil, right? Is that what she's in? Mia Wasikowska.
I know she was in The Kids Are Alright. I don't know if you've ever seen that. She's in Stoker. Rogue. She's pretty new to the scene, to be honest with you.
Can you see what she looks like?
Maps to the Stars, The Turning. She has a pretty recognizable face, though. Oh, nice.
I think I know her. She looks familiar. I have the trailer pulled up for this. I'll watch this after the show's done.
Plan. Oh, there she is.
Okay, yeah, I know. She looks like Swedish, like really Swedish.
Yeah.
Super pale.
Man. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to be a fantastic movie. The trailer looks awesome. And he's going back to his roots. You know what I mean? Back to the Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah,
oh,
good.
Gosh.
Good. I love Pan's Labyrinth.
That's honestly one of when people ask me, you know, give me like a top five, that is definitely in my top five.
So they got another reboot coming out for Marvel soon. The new, get Miles Teller being in it too.
Oh,
Fantastic
dude,
Four.
We totally oversighted Fantastic
yes,
Four,
we did.
Dude. I totally forgot.
I don't know how I feel about it. I really don't. I forget who the whole cast is for it, too.
I know Brandon T. Jennings or whatever.
It's the Human Torch.
Yeah, Human Torch.
He's a good actor. I like him. He was in the Friday Night Lights TV show.
Yeah. I think that's his name.
Yeah, I think it's his name, too. Let me look. I'll tell you.
What?
Michael B. Jordan's his name,
Michael
actually.
Michael B. Jordan, my bad.
Ew, shut up, weekend box office.
Oh, dude, we gotta do the weekend box office.
Yes. American Sniper went up from last week. It was number 13. It's 12 now.
That was the worst. Are we guessing top five?
Yeah.
I don't even know him right now, dude.
Oh, Kate Mara from House of Cards.
And Sniper.
Oh, she's in Sniper.
Oh, and there's a new season of House of Cards I need to watch.
Jamie Bell, he played... What movies was he in? I know him from... He was in Jumper.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess. King Kong. They have another Fantastic Four coming out in 2017 that they have planned already.
Dude, I'm excited for it.
I am too. You know, and like, it looks a lot darker.
After seeing Whiplash, dude, Miles Teller is late.
He's
man.
Beefed up too now. Have you seen, like, there's pictures of him on, like,
he
Instagram
got
and stuff? He's big now.
Of course. Oh, another thing that we need to see coming up, if we're doing Sci-Fi Week... I don't know if you guys have seen Ex Machina. Have you seen anything on that yet?
I've heard about it.
Dude, it looks freaking awesome, man. Oscar Isaac's in it. I don't know if you know who Oscar Isaac is. If you saw his face, you'd know it. And the other people, you really wouldn't know him. Basically, what happens is this dude, like, lives in this house, and he created an AI who pretty much has her own, like, train of thought. And he just, like, all the AI wants to do is, like, leave and just... you know, live its own life, I guess, but the dude, like, suppresses it and makes it live in this house, and then he brings his buddy over to see her, and the buddy starts to, like, fall in love with it, and then it's just, like, it just all plays out from there, dude. It looks really good.
Anyway, we need to hit this top 10. We have 10 minutes to do the top 10. Sounds good to me.
Just read off 10 through 6 or whatever,
well,
and then we'll go.
First, I'll go from the top 20, because I don't know. I like seeing movies that have been in there for a while, too. Number 20 is 50 Shades.
I feel like that came out not too long ago, too.
8 weeks ago.
Ugh. What's the gross?
165 million.
So annoying.
But you know what made almost as much money and makes me a lot more happy? And number 19, SpongeBob, Sponge Out of Water.
Yes.
Woo! Still want to see it. I still do.
Agreed.
I'm definitely going to.
Eventually.
Detective... Yom Kash Bakashi.
That sounds like some Bollywood stuff. I'm not really sure about that. But.
It's his first week premiering at number 18. Danny Collins. The Gunman. Focus. While We're Young. McFarland, USA. American Sniper. Run All Night. And now to number 10. Second best exotic Marigold hotel, which
I'm sure it's fun and heartwarming, but it's really not up my alley whatsoever.
Yeah. I just...
No comment.
No comment.
Number 9 is Do You Believe? The next in, like, what, like, a weird trend now of people, like, pushing, like, these higher budget, like, Christian movies. Like, there's, like, Heaven Is For Real.
They and did then, that one. What was it? I thought it was, is it
God's Not Dead?
Yeah, that one, on too. Netflix, yeah, that's
someone told me about that. Apparently, it's, like, ridiculous.
I've heard it's, I read a synopsis of it, and it's, like.
It's, like, it's absurd.
Yeah. It's, like.
People
it's
don't
like,
believe in God, and then all of a sudden, like, really awful things start happening to anyone who doesn't or something.
Yeah.
Was there Left Below or whatever with
Left Behind.
Left Behind with Nicolas Cage. I was thinking of the Simpsons spoof of it, Left Below.
Oh, yeah.
The Rapture.
then, number 7, first week, it's been out, Women in Gold.
Never heard of it.
I don't know anything about that movie.
What, you skipped Kingsman?
I did. You're right. I don't.
How could you skip it? It's so good.
Because I still haven't seen it. I'm sad.
So
about
good.
It. Yeah, number 8 is Kingsman. Hanging in there. Definitely.
Dude, so much cool.
I've been so behind on movies lately.
There's like no other way to put Kingsman, but it's just so much cool.
7 is Women in Gold, as we said. Number 6 is It Follows.
Oh, I need to.
I want
to
see. I've heard so many reviews about this movie. Like, my one friend took time to post on Facebook about how horrible he thought the movie was. And I was like, I texted him afterwards. I'm like, dude, why would you do that? He's like, the ending ruined the whole thing for me. He's a pretty dramatic guy.
Anytime
like,
someone says, I hate the ending and it's a horror movie, it kind of makes me want to watch it more.
Yeah. More. Way more.
Like, Oculus, everyone was like, I hate the ending of it. Like, it's stupid.
It was
and I was like, oh, man, that's incredible.
And you know what else people said they hate the ending to? And it was, like, probably the best thing I've seen in my entire life, horror movie-wise, is Cabin of the Woods.
Yeah,
oh,
I
hate that
I
ending. It's like, dude,
Cabin
that ending
Woods.
Is epitome of, like, just satire on all horror. It's
it was
so
a big,
good.
It was a big screw you to every movie
oh,
ever made.
I just love
this
it.
Is, that's what I hate. I want to take a minute, because this is, I hate this. I hate it when people say, I hated the ending of the horror movie. What do you want? Do you want them to fist fight the monster at the end and win?
Yeah,
like
honestly.
What do you, what, this movie is about pain and suffering and death. And you're sad when it, like.
You know what?
It ends with pain.
This is my new thing. Every time someone ever asks me why you hate the ending, I'm going to be like, listen to me. You need to give me a legitimate reason as to why you hated this ending. And I'm going to start to really take into account as to why people hate horror movie endings. Because every single horror movie I've seen recently, I feel like everyone's always like, oh, ending sucked. Like, every single one. I honestly couldn't tell you the last time I saw that somebody was just like, oh, yeah, the ending of that horror movie was pretty good.
Like, it's like, name a horror movie where you liked the ending.
Well, it's so predictable with horror movies. Like, it's always the same thing. You can't really change the formula of a horror movie.
That's why It Follows apparently is fantastic, because it's pushing the boat. It's changing things
up. Exactly.
Oculus,
need,
same thing.
Yeah,
it's bringing in new ideas. You need to keep it fresh.
I want, like, psychological horror. I want to
that's
be able
it
to be
follows
like, what's
it. That's
going?
All it is.
I want to be able to watch, like, 10 cartoons before I go to sleep to make me forget about the movie.
I'm so sick of
that's
jump scares,
or, like, think about found footage movies. Everyone hates the ending to every single found footage movie. Well, I'm sorry, it's a found footage movie.
Like,
they found the footage. The people died. I'm sorry, they did not live.
I just hate found footage movies. Like, I don't care about endings.
I love.
Dude,
Blair Witch was horrible. Cloverfield was all right. There's like an extended ending to that though. There's like two endings to Cloverfield.
Actually, I saw
the original. You know how they die? Like, they get crushed by the foot. Well, apparently there's one where like people like get out and they're like running with the camera and stuff. I'm like, yeah, there's like an alternate ending to Cloverfield.
I have to look that up.
Mm-hmm.
Next up.
Anyway, yeah, we should. It Follows in our folder for one to see soon.
Oh, it's in there. I got it.
Number 5, the Divergent series, Insurgent.
Mm.
Tyler and I talked about this last time.
Mm. Cheyenne Woodley, you know, I like her.
I heard she's straight cardboard. My boss told me that apparently she was on interview saying that she's never taken an acting class in her entire life, and she just likes to think about what the character would be feeling and let it flow out of her. And he said literally like the entire movie you can just tell that she has no idea what she's doing. So it's just obvious that she's not an actress. Like, I don't understand how she landed that role. I just have no idea. Makes no sense.
Because it's a cheap Hunger Games spinoff.
But then
and literally this is one thing we were talking about that like the Hunger Games, they go, like, every single Hunger Games is, like, it's not, like, Hunger Games 2 is not Mockingjay or whatever it was called. It was The Hunger Games: Mockingjay. What's this? the Divergent series, Insurgent.
So they have to remind people.
Like, yeah. Hey,
watch this, because it's connected to that. Don't worry.
You know what, though, and I came to this conclusion. The Hunger Games does what all of those movies want to do so bad. Like, the Mortal Instruments series, the books, which are great, you should read them, try to come out with movies, they were complete flop. Insurgent, Divergent, whatever, sucks. You know, like, Hunger Games does it right, and I think the reason why they do it right is because they just got, like, a solid cast. Like, everyone in that movie knows what they're doing. You know what I mean? Jennifer Lawrence is fantastic. She's amazing. I mean, she's probably one of the best actresses out right now. And you just look at the people behind them. I mean, it's, like, it's ridiculous, the bills they pull.
Yeah, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
You got Philip Seymour Hoffman. I mean, it's just, it's I don't know. I'm glad they're doing well because I like them. But I haven't seen the most recent one. Neither
have I. The new one's coming out soon, too, so eventually.
All right. Number four, Cinderella, 2015.
I heard it's pretty good. I mean,
yeah, I heard for what that's we talked about this last time, I'm pretty sure, and like a lot of people were saying it's too much like the actual story, and the director didn't take creative license on it.
Like that's,
and like that's what everyone complains about when like they make a movie like based off like, real life.
It's either
movie.
It's either it's nothing like the book or it's too much like the source material. It's like what do you want, dude?
Yeah,
like
you can't.
Well, that
never,
comes back to
never,
the endings with
never
horror
be
movies,
satisfied.
Like,
Number three,
Get Hard. Oh yeah,
that's a movie I will see. I promise you, I will see that movie.
I heard,
but I will never.
I
pay
heard
for it.
It's the most racist movie ever.
I just
that's all I heard, and that was coming from Markeith. So
that's awesome.
He didn't see it yet. He was just like, I heard it's really racist. I was like, oh great.
I don't
like Kevin Hart.
I don't
like him.
It's not that
I love Kevin Hart.
I hate
it's
Kevin
not
Hart.
That I don't like him. It's just. He is, his character is not very deep, and it's just like, I just feel like he's really cheapened himself by being in a lot of movies that he shouldn't have been in. Grudge Match, you know, like, you only get so many movies for people to be like, well, what would Kevin Hart be like if he was in this movie? What about in this movie? It's like,
he's been in every movie, so.
Yeah,
he's like, he's selling himself too much, I feel like.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I agree with you, Brian. I will probably see it at some point. You know, Netflix, something. That's when I'm going to see it.
Yeah.
Number two, Home 2015.
What is it?
Home.
Animated movie?
It's animated.
Home. Never even heard of it.
It's like aliens.
Oh, well, Rihanna's one of the main voice actresses, isn't it? So.
There you go.
is this a Pixar movie? No, it's DreamWorks. It's probably quality.
It's probably okay.
It's probably decent, you know.
I bet you a lot of it's rehashed.
It's probably
Jim Parsons is a voice in here. He plays Sheldon.
I do love Jim.
Oh, man.
Sheldon? Is his name Sheldon in the movie?
No, his name's
Okay. I was like, what?
Rihanna, Steve Martin, Jennifer Lopez, Matt Jones. Is Matt Jones the guy from Breaking Bad? Yeah, he is. He plays Badger in Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Oh,
Badge, dude.
He's in there. Sweet.
Speaking of Breaking Bad, need to watch Better Call Saul.
I have not watched a single episode.
Some of the marathon yesterday.
Good.
Superb, dude. It's
I
so good. It. It's amazing. Like, I thought I would hate it, but like Tuco's in it and stuff now, and it's okay. Awesome. We need to get off that topic.
Number one, I think we all know.
To the surprise of no.
Yeah, I knew it before it even came in. What do you think? What came out recently?
I don't even know. I haven't thought anything of it. Oh wait, what's came out this week? The Hostel.
Don't you say that, dude. I can't wait.
I can't wait.
I can't. I need that splurge. I need that machoism.
No,
just,
you don't.
Just madness
no,
in my
don't.
Eyes. Yes, I
no,
do.
You
they're
don't.
Fabulous.
You do not need anyone to exploit
them.
Paul Walker more
them.
Than he already has. You know what they're going to do now? They're going to come out with Fast and Furious 8. And they're going
to
be like,
to be fair,
all the donations go to the Paul Walker Foundation. No, I'm done.
To be fair,
let me go with this.
To be fair.
They're going to go to the Paul Walker Foundation. They're going to make millions of dollars off a dead guy. And I'm going to be so pissed off. Because, you know what, it's the right of the movie not to do that. Look what Christopher Nolan did with Dark Knight Rises. As soon as freaking Heath Ledger died, no mention of the Joker at all, nothing happened. It's, you know, it's nice. It's a little nod to the actor saying, like, hey, you did great. This, they killed it. They CGI'd his face on some stuff. They got his brother. This is horrible. This is
really
blasphemy. This is the worst thing ever. And I hope everyone that watched this feels horrible. All right,
dude, I can't wait.
They just
I'm gonna love it, dude.
Vin Diesel named his daughter Paulina. Oh, great, great idea. That looks great for the movie. You know, it just happened to happen at the exact same time the movie came out.
I think you're blown away out of proportion.
No, I'm not.
I honestly think you're blown away out of proportion. Yeah, you're too upset about it.
I'm so upset about it.
You're too upset about it.
Because they should have stopped at 5.
Dude, okay. The last one was sick. The last one was so sick, and I guarantee you this one's... Dude, the last one was awesome. How do you not like it?
I hated the last one.
I love them.
I can't watch them anymore.
I love them.
Like, I grew up with these movies.
I think they're finally hitting their ground. Like, it started out hot. The first one was awesome. I thought the first one was freaking fantastic.
These movies are supposed to be about cars.
Dude, that's the best part
about
them.
They're not about cars anymore.
Because no one cares about cars anymore. All people want are just madness, dude. Think about it. Expendables. Like, this movie is literally like, hey, guess what? We know what we're going to do. And you're either going to like it or not. It doesn't matter. That's why I love these movies. Because they do it to the utmost extreme. Like, they don't even care. They're so self-aware of the fact that they're just absurd. I love it.
You ever watched Onion News Network?
Yeah.
The Onion News Network, back a couple years ago when Fast Five came out, did a segment with they had, like, a sit-down interview with, like, the writers of Fast and Furious. And they brought out a 5-year-old kid who's doing sketches. He goes, yeah, I came up with this idea in 15 minutes, and they made it into a movie. They pretty much just killed the idea of all Fast and Furious, and I loved it.
Yeah, I think the last Fast and Furious I saw was 5.
Yeah.
I think.
You didn't see the last one?
No.
I saw 6, and I didn't want to. It was just, I don't know, they stray so far away from where they began, and I don't know if I like it.
But that is the reason why I like it so much. I honestly didn't, I don't know if I really liked Fast 5 as much as I liked Fast 6. Like, I just, like, the first two were awesome, and then it sucked, and now they're just like, we have to do something different, and they did. And it just—I think what they chose to do was the only option they had, and it's awesome. I love it.
You want madness and a bunch of cars and crazy stuff, Mad Max comes out this summer. So
dude,
Tom Hardy plays him.
That trailer, dude. That is gonna—I can't like. I really, really hope. To me, it seemed like what they want to do with it is like do what they wished Mad Max would have looked like with the technology they have now.
Yes.
And I really hope that's all it is, because those movies were so fabulous. It's unreal.
As soon as they remake Thunderdome, I'll be happy.
I know, dude. But click on Furious 7 and see what the percentages are right now, because you two are gonna be super mad whenever you see it.
I'm not gonna listen. I really won't. I completely forgot.
I'm not gonna even say it. I want to hear you say it.
I blocked
awesome,
that out,
dude.
All right. Metacritic 67%. Rotten Tomatoes 83%. IMDb 8.2 out of 10.
Dude, I love it. I can't wait to see it. I can't wait.
I don't want to live on this planet anymore. Be honest.
All right, you want to hear what the critics' consensus of it is? And this is what I've been trying to say the entire time, but wasn't able to. Serving up a fresh round of over-the-top thrills while adding unexpected dramatic heft, Furious 7 keeps the franchise moving in more ways than one. I did hear they play a huge tribute to Paul Walker in the movie.
It
gets pretty sad at the
it
end.
Made,
I heard so too.
It almost made $150 million.
In the first, three or four days? That's so crazy.
I don't even want to talk about it anymore. I'm just so dumb with Fast and Furious movies. There's 7 of them. There should never be 7. Just stop at 2.
All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to the Ticket Stub.
Thank you for listening to my rant about Fast and Furious. 5 minutes.
But how much you hate Paul Walker's exploitation death?
Yeah, I really don't like it. But anyway, it's cool. Anyway,
we'll see you next time where we'll talk about sci-fi maybe.
I don't know, maybe.
We'll see. It'll be good. We'll have updates about things that you care about, and maybe we care about them too. Until next time, this is RMU Radio. It's your campus, your voice.
And we listen to Crimson Peak trailer now.